Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We're having trouble contacting our guest for today. He's a guy named Brian Gerrish from UK Column.co.uk, I believe. So if we do manage to get him up, it'll be nice. But in the meantime, there's been a few news stories that have been sent to me today, some of which, as my one of my favourite subjects, Israeli Mossad. get this. SIS on trail of Israeli spies. This in from stuff.co.nz, an exclusive. The police national computer has been under scrutiny in the aftermath of the Christchurch earthquake in February because of fears Israeli agents loaded software into the system that would allow backdoor access to highly sensitive intelligence files. The precise same thing that they've been doing in the United States for a very long time, and indeed most, I wouldn't say most, but some of the largest telecommunication companies operated by Mossad. And this is the whole thing. They're the most aggressive intelligence agency in the world that's currently known today. And by aggressive, I mean they will kill you if they can't control you. And believe me, right now, if you're not dead, they're probably controlling it. The Security Intelligence Service, SIS, ordered the checks as part of an urgent investigation of what one SIS officer described as the suspicious activities of several groups of Israelis during and immediately after the earthquake. Three Israelis were among the 181 people who died when the earthquake destroyed most of Christchurch's central business district on February 22nd. One was found to be carrying at least five passports. And those of you who don't know, Mossad agents, indeed lots of different agencies, I believe, use New Zealand passports to get them in and out of countries of interest where they're going to be conducting their operations, and Canadian passports, namely because we're very nice and unsuspicious type countries who don't try to invade people and destroy everything they've got, unlike the UK and America and Australia, as it turns out. An interesting fun fact about Australia. Did you know that I believe it might have been even in the late 70s or the mid 80s, it became illegal to shoot Aboriginals? Up until then, they used to be considered game wildlife. And yeah, that's Australia for you. An unaccredited Israeli search and rescue squad was later confronted by armed New Zealand officers and removed from the sealed-off red zone of the central city. Now, there's a couple of strange coincidences surrounding Christchurch, but before I go into those, I'll just continue on with the thing here. Dude was parked outside a pizza place and got turned into one while he's sitting in his van. That's what happened to the poor Israeli Mossad agent. This is just an assumption on my part. I could be wrong. The response of the Israeli government to these three deaths appears extraordinary in the hours after the 6.3 quake struck. The Prime Minister, John Key, fielded the first of four calls that day from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's ambassador in the South Pacific, Shimi Zur, was based in Australia. She booked flights to Christchurch, where he visited the morgue. Shimmy sounds like a female name. You know, I'm sorry. They'll probably assassinate me soon. Israel's civil defense chief left Israel for Christchurch. They must have lost some very high profile agents that were doing some very, very important things here. Three people who had, a complete Israeli urban search and rescue squad was assembled and flown to Christchurch, arriving about the same time as three people who had smashed their way out of a van crushed by a concrete pillar in the central city, leaving a fourth person dead in the vehicle. And they arrived back in Israel. These four Israelis, Ofer Binyamin, Mizrahi, who's 23, Kibbutz Magal, near Haifa, Mikhail Friedman and Liron Sadeh, and Guy Jordan, would later become a prime focus of the SIS investigation. Much like everybody in Parliament who tries to stop the SIS from getting draconian powers and surveillance legislation passed. Along with Israeli search and rescue squad and a group of forensic analysts from Israel that worked in the Christchurch morgue, helping to identify earthquake victims. The four, two men and two women, had been shopping in the central city on the morning of the earthquake and had returned to their van parked in Gloucester Street when the quake hit. Mizrahi, the driver, was killed instantly, and Jordan in the front passenger seat smashed a window and climbed through the hole to escape. The two women, Friedman and Sade, were sitting in the back seat, also managed to crawl out. They were unable to reach Mizrahi and, after taking photographs of the crushed van, made their way to Latimer Square, where Israeli officials had set up an emergency meeting point. Within 12 hours, they had left New Zealand. On Sunday, February 26th, Mizrahi's body was recovered from the van and taken to the morgue, where during routine identity checks, he was found to be carrying at least five passports. Meanwhile, the search and rescue squad dispatched from Israel had arrived in Christchurch, but the offeror's help was rejected by New Zealand authorities because the squad did not have accreditation from the United Nations, which is pretty retarded, I think, because our country's retarded. Yeah. I love that. Somebody comes over from all the way overseas. Now, I may bash Israel and the Zionists and all of that kind of stuff, but I do recognize that the Israelis are incredibly skilled people, particularly when it comes to technology, weaponry, and manufacture of open-air prisons, as it turns out, in the case of Gaza. All right. Now, according to Israeli newspapers, that squad was being funded by the parents of two other Israelis killed in the earthquake, Ofer Levy and Gabby Ingel, both 22, who were said to be in New Zealand on a backpacking holiday. The parents made repeated public appeals for the Israeli team to join the rescue, appeals that were dismissed by the New Zealand authorities until squad members were discovered in the sealed-off red zone in the central city. So, again, this is the other modus operandi of Israel. Nope, you can't do that. We're doing it anyway. You know, and it was funny is that they don't have accreditation from the UN, and I can probably guess why that is, because they've been cast, what would you say the word is for it, criticized by the United Nations something like 180 times, and in those cases, that you know, like sanctions or whatever. It just said, look, very, very naughty, you've been violating human rights, you're not listening, you're frickin' psychos, and you just think that you can do whatever you want. And the Israelis go, nah, F you, we're psychos, we can do whatever we want. As they've done it here in New Zealand. It is understood the squad members were confronted by armed New Zealand officers and removed from the area. That confrontation is understood to have led to intense diplomatic exchanges between New Zealand and Israel, though police have refused to comment on the incident or even acknowledge that it occurred. And the Israeli ambassador says that he had not been advised of any such incident. Cover up? Now, by chance, this is my postulation, they've sent a group of secret Israeli servicemen, Mossad agents, to New Zealand to do what they normally do with all the rest of the countries that Mossad gets involved in, to build backdoors into computer systems, to take control particularly of surveillance technology, being able to keep tabs on the countries that they are in. And they often find themselves in important hubs, big cities, dealing with telecommunications companies, things of that nature. And then they usually just kind of get away. And Israelis then wind up becoming members of cabinet of the country. Now, let's look forward over here. John Key, our Prime Minister, supposedly Jewish. I don't think he's a practicing Jew, though. I'm not sure if he's even Semitic. But got a snapshot of him here, of him at the, I think it was Auckland Zionist Association or something along those lines. Basically, we love Israel, and anybody who doesn't like Israel is therefore anti-Semitic and an agent of the Third Reich. Now, interestingly enough, the Third Reich was approached by Zionist leaders during its reign, encouraging Hitler to expel Jews from Germany so that they could build the State of Israel. There's a little bit of a history lesson for you there. The original terrorists and the original fascists and the original psychotic scumbags is Israel, okay? There's no real mandate for it to be there, but, you know, for some reason, oh, yeah, that's right, $3 billion worth of U.S. weaponry a year seems to make sure that it keeps staying there. Anyway, however, the SIS also began to have suspicions about this group when it began investigating possible links between the cache of passports found with Mizrahi, the immediate flight of his three companions, the high-powered Israeli interest shown in the earthquake, the unexplained behavior of the supposed search and rescue squad, and a mysterious seventh Israeli in New Zealand illegally who was first reported missing in the quake and then, weeks later, was reported to have left the country. They were also interested in the Facebook tribute page set up for Mizrahi that has attracted only 5 likes and the more than 4 months it has been on the social media site. When it was realized the forensic analyst could have accessed the National Computer Database, an urgent security audit was ordered. As the SIS officer explained, it would only take moments for a USB drive to be inserted in a police computer terminal and loaded with a program allowing remote backdoor access. We were concerned that that could have happened, the officer said. We carried out an urgent audit. If it had been done, it would eventually have given the Israelis access to all of our intelligence. And it's my considered opinion that they already do. The national database holds all records of convictions, firearms, licenses, lost and stolen property, criminal behavior, and identifying marks and observations taken by police. It is capable of sophisticated searching and data matching. The officer said the audit had not identified any suspicious files so far, but a wider SIS investigation was continuing. And, of course, they wouldn't be continuing an investigation if there was absolutely nothing to go on. And as we saw before, lots of... well, in fact, I'll just continue reading on because this guy's about to say what I was just about to say myself. It all looks suspicious. But a lot of what the Israelis do raises suspicion because basically they do nothing but suspicious scumbaggery to a large extent. So lots of smoke, but we haven't found any fires. The file remains open, though. Intelligence agencies have become hypersensitive to sophisticated hacking after the malware agent.btz was infiltrated into the computer system of the United States Military Command 3 years ago. The US believes Russian agents were responsible, and Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn has described it as a digital beachhead for a foreign intelligence agency to attempt to steal data. Attempts to remove the malware so far have been unsuccessful. New, more potent variations of Agent.btz are still appearing. Digital warfare is kind of the realm of the future, in my opinion, because let's face it, why would you want to stay outside somebody's home, taking photographs on them, sitting in a car for hours and hours, days on end, staking out the place, eating bad food, drinking bad coffee, and getting bad leg cramps? Why would you want to do that when you can just sit at home, comfy in your air-conditioned Mossad office in Tel Aviv, watching a video feed that's coming directly off your computer, which is turned off? You know, why would you, you know, that's the power of digital medium now. You can surveil anyone from anywhere, conceivably, without restriction. And that's what the whole surveillance grid that's implemented globally is really about. The US believes, the SIS officer said the agency was also aware of a comment posted on the website of the Russian newspaper Pravda that the Christchurch earthquake had disrupted an Israeli spy base in the city. The Southland Times asked police national headquarters for comment on the actions and activities of various Israeli groups after the earthquake. And after considering the request for 9 days, the police issued a brief statement attributed to Assistant Commissioner Malcolm Burgess, confirming that three Israelis had died in the earthquake, that the van in which Mizrahi died had been recovered and examined. The police had not been involved in the decision to exclude the Israeli search squad, and that police do not discuss or disclose details of personal effects found with any of the 181 victims. Mr. Cesar, also approached for comment, said it was science fiction that any Mossad agents had been involved. Oh, science fiction. Denial is a wonderful thing. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
Every pain in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. I know I care about sex and violence. And every baseline is my constant silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let Sally E give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. There's nothing crazy about me because, let's face it, in an insane world, hey, I can act real nuts and I'd fit right frickin' in. I suppose that's really what the irony is about this frickin' world is that it's pretty frickin' topsy-turvy, the whole dang thing. For example, science fiction is actually reality, as I referred to earlier with this Israeli Mossad agent nest, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's obviously just science fiction. Yeah, that's right. There's no such thing as Mossad. There's no such thing as Israel. There's no such thing as intelligence gathering. There's no such thing as subversive actions by a terrorist frickin' state known as Israel. Is there? It's never happened before, has it? Oh, wait, it happens all the time. Like on a freaking daily basis. In fact, it occurs to me now, great quote about how much surveillance power Israel has, okay? I think it was like the chief of staff of the Navy or something. He was asked one time what he would do if he wanted to tell the president something without Israeli Mossad finding out. And he said, well, I'd wait till I saw him next. Yeah, they're freaking everywhere. They're tied into everything. They're the most powerful intelligence agency in the world, and they have an incredible propaganda network that's well in place here in New Zealand. Here's an example. Quake victims know Mossad agents. From the same newspaper. Israeli Ambassador Shemi Tazur has dismissed as science fiction suspicions that agents of Israel's secret service Mossad had been caught up in the Christchurch earthquake in February. Wait a second. An Israeli lying about other Israelis? Nah, that had never happened. Mr. Tazur, who is based in Canberra but flew into Christchurch hours after the earthquake, said he was shocked and upset that New Zealand intelligence agencies would have such suspicions. Oh, I'm just so shocked that people have suspicions that intelligence agencies who keep freaking everything secret from everybody would wind up keeping secrets from everybody. The three friends of Ofer Mizrahi, who was killed instantly when the van the four were in was crushed by falling concrete in the central city, had left New Zealand so hurriedly because they were shocked and crying and wanted to go home to their safe offices to have a debrief, no doubt. I drove his three friends to the airport so that they could go home. They were shocked and crying. They were just talking about their friends. To suggest anything else, someone has been feeding you science fiction. These were youngsters holidaying in your beautiful country. We encourage our young people to visit New Zealand. Mr. Tazur said he was made aware that Mr. Mizrahi was found to be carrying more than one passport when identification checks were being made of the earthquake victims. I was handed a parcel of his effects, and it did contain more than one passport. Notice how they kind of dumb it down, and they try and make it sound not quite as bad. Oh, it's got more than one passport, so it means it could possibly be two. They don't specifically say that. The mother effer's got five passports, okay? Because perhaps having two passports, maybe that would be okay. Because, you know, I know people who've got dual citizenship. They've got two passports. Okay, that's what they're trying to pass this off as. No! But dual citizenship was common in Israel because of difficulties over the use of Israeli passports in some other countries. And the reason, of course, why Israelis have difficulty with other countries is because other countries know that Israel is a terrorist state and they don't let terrorists into their country. So the Israelis have dual citizenship and they get in there anyway. He said that he had not been told anything about Mr. Mizrahi being found with five or six passports, and to suggest that he and his friends were anything other than young tourists made him upset. Yeah, upset because Israel is having its Mossad global frickin' operations exposed in a little old New Zealand, and incidentally disobey the New Zealand government by going into the red zone without approval. Okay? This guy is just a frickin' spin doctor, I swear. And supposedly, there's a great documentary. I forget what it was called, but it's about Israel and how many filtering news agencies and stuff like that you have to go through to get a story from, say, from Palestine, where somebody's been, I don't know, killed or whatever, to US television. They had to go through something like 19 different pro-Israeli lobby group and panel discussions or whatever before you could put the story on air. And it goes like this. In Israel today, Israeli tanks have gone into a small Palestinian village on the West Bank and crushed all of their houses, killed and slaughtered the women and children. There are 100 dead. And after the Israeli media does its magic, this is the story. In Palestine today, evil Palestinian terrorists attempted to throw rocks at peaceful Israelis. And shot a missile at them. No deaths were confirmed. That's about the extent of it. And I'm sorry if that seems insensitive to somebody, but they're killing everybody anyway. Now, oh, I love that. Now, speaking of which, continuing on with the article here, it had not been raised by New Zealand authorities, he'd said, okay, even though, of course, it said that in the other article that was written before this one. So basically, he's just trying to retract something that's obviously already there. And this is the great thing, because you can release an article one day, and because we've got such a fishbowl memory conviction in this frickin' country, nobody will remember it. So this is the second article designed to make you remember forget the first one. Asked if he considered it unusual that a tribute page to Mr. Mizrahi posted on Facebook had attracted only five likes in more than 4 months after the earthquake, Mr. Tazur has said different cultures react to tragedy in different ways. Oh, isn't that a nice PR job? Kind of like, that reminds me for some reason of Dr. Paul Connett, the world's leading expert on fluoride toxicity. Because he said that, well, look, mother's milk has like 150 times less fluoride than gets put in the water at one part per million. And he said this to like some official guy. The official guy says, well, some children are just dealt a really raw deal in life. Two questions about the two urban search and rescue teams from Israel had arrived in Christchurch and were refused permission to enter the earthquake red zone to help the search. Mr. Tazur said they had been sent by parents of two Israeli backpackers who also died in the quake. Israeli families reacted that way when their children needed help anywhere in the world, often because it was demanded by insurance companies. If they were later found inside the red zone, no one brought that to our attention. Okay, so with the calls of Benjamin Netanyahu, the frickin' Prime Minister of Israel, to our Prime Minister, John Federal Reserve Key, and supposedly this wasn't brought up? Give me a break. I know that they were very upset and angry at being turned away. They appealed to me and I spoke to the police, who were very apologetic but firm that they could not join the search. So what they did is ignore them, just like Israel does with all human rights and whatnot. A third group of Israelis, a victim identification until sent by the Israeli government, had been welcomed as soon as it arrived and worked alongside groups from other countries helping to identify the quake victims, Mr. Tazur said. And just remember, what was this guy? He was some kind of an ambassador, right? Ambassadors are basically like, it's a translation for PR man, for a country. Members of the unit had a lot of experience and were asked to stay on helping for 10 days. Quote, I am very upset that intelligence agencies are telling you that they had suspicions of any of these people. Yes, there are some regrettable history of Mossad involvement in New Zealand in 2004, and they have apologized for that, and we have put it beyond us. Now we are moving forward. That's right. Mossad is moving forward in New Zealand. A little Freudian slip there from that scumbaggery. And that was in from the Southland Times. So, you know, it occurs to me, of course, that it's quite obvious that whenever any kind of intelligence agency from any country, really, is implicated in being naughty or being somewhere where they shouldn't be, it's deny, deny, deny. That's it, okay? That's their fallback position. Something tells me that when New Zealand intelligence gets involved, and I know this might be a bit of an oxymoron, but they don't get involved for no freaking reason. Okay? So what's happened here is we've had an exposure of an Israeli cell, basically, in New Zealand. And this is just my postulation, of course. I'm probably right, but I don't know for sure. A cell's been exposed here, and it's very embarrassing for Israel, so they need to cover it up with PR as quickly as humanly possible and get the possible and get the agents out of New Zealand quick smart so that they can't be charged or extradited of some or stand trial or be questioned. Okay? Just like after 9/11, what happened? All the Bin Laden family got to skip the frickin' country. Right? And normally you'd question the members of a family if one of their family members killed a whole bunch of people or was perhaps engaged in suspicious activity that you wanted to investigate further. But no, let's just let all these quite possibly Mossad agents go. And it seemed pretty well-oiled and orchestrated to me from what I've read here in these articles. Oh, we've lost one person, but the three people survived, and we got the heck out of there because we don't want to stick around for them to find the half-dozen passports that we've got on each of these three other people. You know, I've heard of dual citizenship, but What the heck is at times six, you know, a quadruple citizenship? No, that's four. So on and so forth. I don't think you can be a citizen of half a dozen countries. Sorry. You can pretend to be while you're playing a role as an intelligence agent, but you can't be a citizen of that many countries at the same time. And for anybody to claim that it's frickin' science fiction is retarded. Either that or a liar. There I said it. The Israeli ambassador to New Zealand is a liar. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, a liar. John Key, Prime Minister of New Zealand, a liar. That's what all these people are. Without question, they're liars, okay? By their own frickin' actions, you see what they get up to. People forget so easily, don't they? They have no freaking clue. For some reason, people think that, oh, if it's not absolutely explicit and been repeated to me thousands and thousands of times, it's not true. My opinion is, if it is repeated to you thousands and thousands of times, it's probably propaganda by some scumbag. You know, I repeat to people on this show lots of things. And I admit that it's propaganda. I'm not trying to hide anything. I am trying to brainwash all of you that are listening right now into being independent individuals who can think for yourselves and can make a difference in this world. That's what I'm trying to brainwash you into being convinced of. Sorry. You know, I apologize for any offense that might be accorded by brainwashing people into doing the right thing for once, into getting off their ass and trying to expose the New World Order, expose the banking cartels that control this country and yours. Okay? I'm sorry. You know, I feel like a BP all of a sudden. I'm sorry. You can see the South Park episode about that. It's great. But anyway, it seems that New Zealand, being the least corrupt country in the world, a nice little segue here, it's basically just a whole bunch of BS, and my very good friend Penny Bright has come up with a big list of stuff of how you can make a government more transparent. And for one thing, the courts in New Zealand are freaking corrupt. You know, I would actually probably more trust some court in Nigeria. Or Soweto in South Africa or something like that. As a black person, they'd probably be less corrupt than the New Zealand courts. Okay? Occasionally, justice does get done, but because no court proceedings are recorded, it's not a requirement, you can't see justice getting done anyway, even if it was. You know, this is the problem. Corruption gets covered up, and so does the truth. You know, what is there left but empty space with which to ponder and be frickin' depressed by the copious quantities of corruption and scumbaggery going on in this country? You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Join us in the chat room at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. I'll see you there in a minute.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's hour number two.
It's a noble
the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio. You know, it's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's business time. Google suddenly values privacy. Their own. Thinking back to the original article here, I love this because Google, supposedly being the great, great savior of mankind, I'm actually willing to believe that to a certain extent, because it's given me access to such incredible information. But the problem is a whole bunch of counters and everything get wound back by the bastards. So all the good stuff out there that people, that millions and millions of people are watching and viewing or whatever, Google ignores. All right, so here we are. News today that the FTC is preparing to issue civil subpoenas as part of a broad antitrust inquiry into Google's business practices comes on the heels of a similar and perhaps more in-depth threat from Congress. Now, I suppose that Congress has kind of like got the lowest approval rating like in US history now at the moment, with the exception of Ron Paul, who seems to be climbing in the major polls that don't get suppressed. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are now open. The number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525 is the number to ring in if you want to get on here and talk about something. Now, I suppose that when it comes down to it, Google's probably like the ultimate CIA asset. You know, fucking beautiful, man. It categorizes everything. It's got all the information they want. It's an intelligence agency's freaking dream. In a letter sent to Google on June 10th, the Senate Subcommittee on Antitrust, Competition Policy and Consumer Rights, Senators Herb Cohey and Mike Lee requested the company provide one of their top two executives to testify at an oversight hearing exploring Google's business practices. But so far, Google has refused and offered to send their legal counsel instead, prompting the Senate subcommittee to threaten subpoenas to compel either Larry Page or Eric Schmidt to appear. So, yeah, it's kind of ironic. Oh, Google, you're just surveilling everybody all day, every day, aren't you? But the second somebody wants to point the spotlight at you, we're just going to send you some of our very expensive lawyers, actually. And you're not going to find out Shiite Muslim about us. You know, my consideration is that kind of practice is just openly dishonest. And smacks of criminality. Right? You know, if somebody wants an answer out of you and you don't give them a direct answer, it means that you're probably some description of liar or you got something to hide. Now, it might be a nefarious reason that you're doing it, sure, but it could also be an innocent reason. Now, what would make Google totally innocent? I can't think of anything. So they're guilty. You know, that's how my mind works anyway. And I suppose, it'll be interesting to see how Google responds to this FTC subpoenas. But in the case of Congress, Google's sudden interest in privacy is irony at its best. You know, it's kind of like a pornographer preaching abstinence. Google has historically taken an approach to privacy and property rights that can be called cavalier at best. Whether it's secretly capturing data from unsecured Wi-Fi networks, uploading books without permission, or using personal data to launch a new social platform without users' permission, Google has seemingly held privacy in low freaking regard. In fact, Google has become a juggernaut in the internet advertising and search markets by capturing and using the personal data of every person who uses any Google product, every Gmail sent, every Google search, and every Google Doc created are stored on Google's servers forever. This massive cache of data enables Google to create consumer profiles and behavioral models that are highly valued by advertisers. It's kind of like Minority Report. Hi, Mr. Yakimoto. How did those G-strings work out for you? Mr. Yakimoto. Oh, thank you, Tom Cruise. You're just wonderful there. Why, thank you very much. Google has made billions peeking behind your curtains, or as Schmidt calls it. Don't you just love it how it's some kind of Nazi German name, incidentally, as the head of Google? I love that. Schmidt calls it getting right up in the creepy line. And then using what they find there. But now that Congress and potentially the FTC is poking around their curtains, Google seems to suddenly value privacy. Google's change of heart is even more ironic when you consider the advice Eric Schmidt offered in December 2009 in response to those expressing privacy concerns in relation to the government. Quote, "If you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. If you really need that kind of privacy, the reality is that search engines, including Google, do retain the information for some time. And it's important, for example, that we're all subject in the United States to the Patriot Act. And it is possible that all information may be made available to the authorities." Google's seeming reluctance to have their top executives testify, as executives from so many other companies have done in the past, leaves the impression that there is something they don't want us to know. Which, of course, begs the question, what is it they shouldn't have been doing in the first place? Now, I'd like to know the backstory on Google. You know, it'd be quite interesting. Find out just how many hands of intelligence agencies are involved there. The number to call in is 402-237 2525. That's 402-237-2525. Now, it's supposedly a real great thing that Google's kind of being pulled up on this sort of thing. But, you know, what it says to me is, you know how police, they lie to people so that they'll tell them the truth so that it becomes easier to charge them, right? And in order to do that, you need to make sure that you're the person who you're trying to arrest isn't suspicious, and so that they'll let it slip. I find it difficult when it comes to these major corporations because they've got copious quantities of spin doctors, all these CEOs that are trained psychopaths, who are trained liars, thieves, murderers in some cases, pedophiles, whatever. And I'm just making broad general base assumptions, of course. Don't take it seriously, ladies and gentlemen, but they all are. speaking of psychos, phone hacking protester lunges at Rupert Murdoch. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Love that. I just love it. F you, Murdoch, you scumbag. What you talking about, Murdoch? Well, I'm talking about some propaganda. Well, of course you are, scumbag. MPs suspended their questioning of News Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch for 15 minutes after a protester lunged towards him with a shaving foam pie. And I'm pretty sure that Rupert's pretty happy that it didn't come to pass that he got slapped in the face with this. So I think he counts himself lucky at having such a close shave. The man rushed forward from the public gallery 2 hours into the session and was fought off by a group of people, including Mr. Murdoch's wife, Wendy Deng. A 26-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of assault, and the speaker has asked for an investigation. The alleged perpetrator was identified on Twitter as Johnny Marbles. Man. Maybe he lost him. The man, who describes himself as an activist and comedian, wrote on the website just before the incident, "It is a far better thing that I do now than I've ever done before." Splat. Number splat. Oh, I don't know what the heck that means. Hash splat. Which reminds me of an interesting thing. Segue here, ladies and gentlemen. My sister came back from England and she heard the best answer phone recording that she'd ever had. And it was like this. "Hello, you've reached John. To leave a message, press 1. Or to buy marijuana, press the hash key." I thought that was hilarious. The session had been going for 2 hours when the protester reportedly shouted, "You naughty billionaire," as he approached Mr. Murdoch, who was being questioned in a room in Portcullis House, a building adjacent to the House of Parliament where many MPs have their offices. I'm surprised they don't have their offices in some other place. But of course they do. What am I talking about? Mr. Murdoch's wife, dressed in a pink jacket and seated behind him during the session, leapt up to defend her husband and appeared to slap the assailant on his head. She also grabbed the plate used in the attack and hit the assailant with it. Man, Murdoch's got himself one hardcore woman. I bet she's a demon in the bedroom. The shaving foam hit Mr. Murdoch's suit jacket and he later resumed the session in his shirt and tie. Oh, isn't that informal and Masonic? The man was fought off by a group of people, including Mr. Murdoch's wife, who was also in the public gallery. At the end of the questioning, committee member, Labour MP Tom Watson, joked to Mr. Murdoch, "Your wife has a very good left hook." It's probably how she got him to marry her. Seconds after the incident occurred, Tory MP John Whittingdale, who chairs the Commons Media Committee, and was overseeing proceedings, suspended the session. You know, I suppose you probably could, even though he's continuing on in a shirt and tie in a very nice and formal fashion, doesn't he? People were quickly ushered out of the room, and the BBC's political editor, Nick Robson, said the reporters and members of the public were not readmitted. Scotland Yard have confirmed that a 26-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of assault. And more about this after the break. The number to call in is 402-237-2525. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, taking your calls after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctors tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Divided we fall. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Thank you very much to the couple of fellas there in the chat room. You're going nuts. Right, now, I suppose I should probably get into some articles here. And in the meantime, if you want to call in, the number is 402-237-2525. And moving on with this BBC article here about Murdoch. So I don't know, for some reason I'm just I love Murdoch. Not because I like him, because I hate him so much, because he's so freaking disastrously evil, you know. And a great source of material, really. You know, if you want to, I don't know, make a fictional character into some description of extremely evil tycoon or something, he'd be the baseline, you know. The litmus test of whether or not you're an evil frickin' scumbag is, are you anything like Rupert Murdoch? Nick Robertson said Rupert Murdoch had remained calm, but that his son James, who was sitting next to his father at the time, seemed incensed by the incident. Oh, my daddy's been assaulted by some whipped cream pie. Ugh. I'm upset about this. I'm almost as upset about it as my entire frickin' News of the World stand being cancelled by my daddy. You know. James Murdoch said he was angry that common security staff had failed to protect his father. I'm actually proud of them. Labour MP Chris Bryant, who was present in the committee room, said the attacker tried to shove a plastic plate with shaving foam on it into Murdoch's face. He said, it's a contempt of Parliament to do something like this. Oh, I think that they really should have more cream pies in Parliament, don't you? Asked about security levels in the building, he said, I guess they weren't looking for shaving foam. You know, I suppose, you know, he's got a good point there. I mean, after all, when you go through airport security, other than getting groped and felt up and irradiated, they really don't check that dangerous shaving foam. And you know what? I think they're going to now do it. Right? Seriously. If you are carrying shaving foam, you are a freaking terrorist. I'm telling you. No, seriously. Seriously, bro. Mr. Whittingdale, apologised to the tycoon, saying the incident had been wholly unacceptable. Unacceptable to who? You know, this mother effer is just, oh, something like 2-3 billion people he can reach with his media empire. And you'd figure, if he was honest, if he had any integrity, or if he wasn't some globalist, slime bag, eugenicist F-tard, then he'd be doing something like perhaps I'm doing on this show, like getting out facts trying to tell people the kind of stuff that mainstream media doesn't want people to know. But of course, he is the mainstream media. If you had to point a stick at somebody who is the ultimate mainstream media person, the person who is probably the most directly responsible for the current horrific state of the media, it's Murdoch. All right? Seriously. What you talking about, Murdoch? Tory MP Louise Mensch said it showed real guts for the Murdochs to continue answering questions, saying he had been the victim of a common assault. Oh, common assault by those commoners, those terrible little people. Oh, God, I just want to hurt them because I'm a eugenicist bastard. The public was later excluded from a subsequent hearing in which former News International boss Rebecca Brooks answered questions. I wonder what questions they wanted to ask her that the public wasn't allowed to take part in. You know, because after all, He continued. They continued on the session after this little incident. They didn't clear the public out until slightly later on, until they brought in a new person. You know? Well, why is everything suspicious? Can't there not be a conspiracy at some point? It's really annoying. Honestly. Where is the frickin' honesty and integrity and the transparency here? It's happening the same everywhere. You know, I can't for the life of me think of a single time when I've listened to any of my government officials said something on TV that wasn't BS, total BS. You know, and if it wasn't total BS, then it's like a 5-second soundbite of something that's true, which nobody can freaking learn anything off, and we'll forget the next time another story comes on, which will be in about 10 seconds time. You know, we've got a short memory in this country, I'm telling you. You can't remember anything. Something can smack you in the frickin' face with a fish, and you forget about it 30 seconds later after they run a news story about Lady Gaga. That's what I'm talking about. That's the frustration that I feel. And, you know, maybe I'm actually overplaying this whole frustration thing because I'm on radio. I don't know. The fact of the matter is, I can't conceive of doing anything other than destroying the mainstream media establishment by any means necessary, except violence. I don't want to be violent, okay? I don't like violence. I'm a real sensitive, you know, basic wussy guy. I'm not kidding. I really am. I haven't laid a hand on anybody since I was 15 years old. It was the last time I got suspended from school. And I realized that I never get away with violence. I never get away with anything. I can't get away with anything. Seriously. I can't. I'm just not that clandestine a fella. That's why I'm so frickin' open about everything, because I can't keep anything secret. I'm frickin' terrible. I'm notorious. You know? Girlfriend tells me to lie to her parents, and I said, well, I can't. You know? I can't help it. For some reason, I've become allergic to being full of BS, you know? Occasionally, though, there'll be BS that I've believed from somebody else that told me or whatever for a moment, and then somebody will prove it wrong. Ah, I no longer believe it. Okay, great. Fantastic. You know, I think I might have got it down to a certain extent. Perhaps I'm just being frickin' cynical. Yeah. In fact, that's probably what it is. Now, I wonder what's happening with that space shuttle, eh? Last space shuttle, supposedly. Why are they shutting it down now? I have no idea. Kind of really, really strange. Think about this. This day in history, July 17th. What happened today in history? In 1917, Great Britain and their royal family name change. On 17th of July 1917, the King of England, King George, announced the new name of the royal house and family is to be the House of Windsor, after he decided to drop his German family name, Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. What? Wasn't that just after the end of World War One? Huh. How strange. Now, 1928, USA. Bootlegger outsmarts prohibition agents. On the 17th of July 1928, prohibition agents still cannot catch the well-known bootlegger who plies his trade on the Ohio River and is well-known and protected by locals who warn of agents in the area. He makes his moonshine up in the mountains and travels slowly down the river, quenching the thirst of locals along the way. When he runs out, he goes back to the mountains to start the process again. Hey, isn't that interesting? Prohibition still doesn't work. And in the 17th of July, 41, Joe DiMaggio, hitting a streak of 56 consecutive games, ended as 67,468 people watched DiMaggio at bat in the Cleveland Stadium. In 1944, 300 people were killed when two ammunition ships were destroyed with the massive explosions that almost flattened the town of Port Chicago. The cause was thought to be accidental. In And the list basically goes on all the way throughout history. There's been some very interesting things.
Yeah.
Operation Wetback, for example. Don't you love that? In 1954, is launched by the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, to remove about 4 million illegal immigrants from the southwestern United States. With a focus on Mexican nationals, the operation began in California and Arizona, sweeping northward through agricultural areas with a goal of 1,000 apprehensions per day. But instead, more recently, within the last month or two, I believe, Obama has passed the DREAM Act, which means any illegal immigrants, as long as they've got knocked up, if they're pregnant, have a relative in the military, or if they're in a public school, even if you've got no citizenship, no papers, no nothing, and no legal justification to be there, as in you snuck out of your country, snuck over a border, and then snuck into another country to try and create a better life for yourself, I don't see necessarily a problem with the modus operandi of that. It's just the problem is everybody else seems to try and do it lawfully. But I think as a poor Mexican immigrant, doing it lawfully is incredibly expensive and, frankly, unaffordable, which is probably why they moved to the United States in the first place. But in either case, now they can all stay, thanks to the DREAM Act. So there's no problem. Once you get over there, run for the nearest... for goodness sake, you go to either a public school, military, or get knocked up. Okay? Run for the nearest person of the opposite sex. Run for the nearest recruiting officer, who looks quite handsome in his uniform. Or run to the nearest high school that has people shooting each other and whatnot. You know, then you'll be sweet as. Other than that, I'm not sure if living in America these days is that advisable an opportunity. I mean, after all, the entire reason why NAFTA and GATT and all of that was so terrible for America is because it outsourced all, well, not all, but a large amount of its manufacturing and processing down to Mexico. And they treat the Mexican workers like crap, just like they treat them in the United States. And it's like, basically, the Mexican immigrants come into the United States and drive down the wages of everybody, not because the Mexican immigrants are doing anything evil, it's because the employers take advantage of the fact that they're illegal and pay them pennies to do really, really hard work. And they do it because they'd be paid more than they would in Mexico anyway. In fact, they got enough money to just survive and send money home. Very similar to how the Pacific Islanders work here in New Zealand. And the immigration issue is quite an interesting one personally because basically if you start talking about it at all, you're labeled racist. No, seriously. If you don't like people breaking the law and coming to your country illegally, you're racist. Seriously. I believe that to be 100 self-evident truth. Everybody thinks you're a racist if you start talking about illegal immigration, all right? You're not talking about, like, closing immigration or anything. You're just saying all the people that aren't, you know, doing the proper paperwork, who aren't becoming citizens, who aren't doing the same thing that everybody else has to do, shouldn't be allowed to. That's what the law is for. You're not supposed to frickin' break it just because your circumstances dictate that you can't do it. All right, that's why you need a lawful society, to make sure that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And the only reason why illegal immigration is really being hopped up in the media and all of this kind of stuff is because they want people frickin' racially infighting. That's what it's really all about, okay? It doesn't mean that the illegal immigrants or anything have anything particularly bad about them or that them coming into the country does anything necessarily bad or whatever. It's more the fact that if they do get caught by local police... in the United States anyway, I'm led to believe, hey, they're immune from the law, literally immune. They cannot be charged. If they got no license, they can't be charged. If they're speeding, they can't be given a ticket. If they're doing anything, no. Or at least that's what I'm led to believe by some people in Texas. All right? And they'd know. Because it seems to me that the whole illegal immigration thing is really a moot point, a big distraction, from the New World Order. They're the progenitor of it, so they can get things like the Trans-Texas Corridor in and make sure that the whole country has this kind of diabolical melting pot sort of thing. And, it's kind of strange because when large swaths of immigration come in all simultaneously, what happens is you change the diversity of a community not in an integrating way, but in a separatist way, okay? Because what these people do come in, they can't speak English, okay? So naturally, they don't move into English-speaking suburbs. They don't integrate. They don't become American. Essentially, they just create a New Mexico in the United States. And that's not entirely different from how the Pacific Islanders are treating Auckland here. We have, I think, something like 100,000 or even a couple of 100,000 Pacific Islanders here in Auckland, New Zealand, and they've got their own Pacific markets, they've got their own Pacific churches, they've got their own Pacific communities, and that kind of thing. And I don't know. What is it about that? Why does that make me uncomfortable? No, not really, because I'm not going down there all the time, is it? You know, out of sight, out of mind. And I suppose that's probably the reason why a lot of people don't really listen to perhaps Winston Peters anymore, is because whenever he opens his mouth about immigration, not only does he instantly get labelled a racist, but, people just don't see the effect of what he's talking about. Finland, for example, has a population of about 14 million people. They allow in 500 immigrants a year. New Zealand, a population of 4 million or so, allows in 50,000 immigrants a year. Riddle me that one. And Winston Peters warned of racial crimes in this country because of our out-of-control immigration policy. And sure enough, here we have copious quantities of racially motivated groups in this country going after Asians, and now, even worse, going after Māori, the people who've been here the whole freaking time, the people who were here before colonization. They're getting the sharp end of the stick too. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world.
You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Oh, nearly all the way done with today's show. Reading out articles because we have no guest. I kind of like reading out articles sometimes. It gives me a sort of a, some space to postulate. The next Pearl Harbor will be digital. Listen from activist post, cybersecurity, the Pentagon offensive and the digital Pearl Harbor. It's from Madison Rupert, the contributing writer. In early June of this year, the Pentagon, and I just love it how the Pentagon is like basically, it's just a freaking pentagram, you know? It's like, hey, where are we going to store all our satanic military? I know, we'll store it in a massive freaking five-pointed star. The Pentagon has announced their change in policy that now allows the United States to respond to cyber attacks with physical bombs and guns. Wow, isn't that nice? Like, if you send an email with a wee virus on them, they'll kick your frickin', they won't even kick your door down. They'll just drop a bomb on your house. You imagine some little hacker, like, sitting there down in Christchurch or something like that. He's like, F the government, they destroyed my city with their heart weapons. I'm gonna program a virus and I'm gonna send it to them. You can just imagine that. It'd be freaking hilarious. And they blame it on the quake, of course, and say that anybody who says different is quoting science fiction. This shift signaled a new era in warfare, a shift from the tried and true physical conflicts of the mysterious new world of cyber warfare. This month, the Pentagon has officially declared cyberspace as an operational domain, which is nothing more than a domain in which war is waged like land, air, and sea. And believe me, the Pentagon has been operating in the world of the web for a very effing long time indeed. They know everything. Everything. I mean, what was it, the day before 9/11? Couple of trillion or something went missing out of the Pentagon's account. Where do you think that money went? You could postulate, you could think about it, but ultimately, my theory is it just went to ensuring that the Pentagon can just do whatever the heck they want, anywhere they want, anytime they want. Kind of like Mossad. When Leon Panetta stated that the next Pearl Harbor could be a cyber attack, an American infrastructure. The Western media had a field day. The LUSSEC controversy helped to solidify the idea of a cyber threat in America. And you know what's great about cyber threat false flags is that you don't even have to do anything. Right, seriously, it's all in the digital realm. So, you know, you could just say that big terrorist attacked us and they took down our defense grid and it's all scary and now we need total control over all internet. And that's really what it is. I think that the military-industrial complex regrets the fact that they created the internet, and now everybody's using it. They're using it for business, they're using it for news, they're using it to keep in contact with their families. The internet has become, more or less, in my opinion, one of the be-alls and end-alls of modern society. Without it, we wouldn't be a modern society. It's just that simple. And the fact of the matter is, without the internet, there would be close to if all influence that the alternative media, like myself, would be able to exert. Now, with the internet portrayed as a battlefield like any other, the people of the United States only needed a direct attack on government systems to justify the escalation of cyber warfare strategy. Or more like a command and control cyber warfare strategy, as they've already done. And according to Dr. Bill Deagle in 2003, the global surveillance grid, where they spy on absolutely everything from everybody or whatever, it was supposed to go online on December 21st, 2012, as I remember from watching one documentary. But according to Bill Deagle, it went online in 2003, I think. Well, this is exactly what we got in March of this year when 24,000 files were stolen from a United States defense contractor, according to Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn III. And just remember, America is not a monarchy. That's why you have William Lynn III serving it. And that's why all the presidents, incidentally, are all related. I hate it. It's pretty hilarious, actually, when you really think about it. You know, how could Barack H. O. Barry be related to George W. Bush? Well, they're like, what, second, third, fourth cousins or something, in utero via marriage or some other thing. Some 14-year-old girl figured it out. No kidding. Usually when you do background checks on people, or lineage tests, rather, you only trace the fathers back, okay? So what this little girl, 14-year-old girl in the States did, and if you don't believe me, you can look this up. She decided to run both of them, both the male and the female lines, all the way back. And I believe that Obama and Bush and all of the current presidents of the United States were all descended from some old-school King of France, supposedly. Now, Lynn has stated that those 24,000 files I mentioned earlier were stolen by foreign intelligence services, probably Mossad. The target of the attack and the name of the nation allegedly responsible have not been released, nor have any details of what the breached files contain. And, of course, the only reason why they're not naming it is because Israel owns the United States. Still mysterious is exactly what will come of this attack in terms of military response. One thing we can be sure of is that that it is just another excuse to push forward with the China-style legislation known as the Protect IP Act. Don't you just love it how they make these acts? And I love it how they call them an act as well, because an act is a section of a play. Okay, and there's usually, what, three of them. And there's a beginning and a middle of an end act or something like that. And so what these people are doing, I think the Patriot Act was the first act of the play. Patriot Act 2 is the second act of the play. And the Protect IP Act is the third act of the play. All right? And so the conclusion, the very end of this Shakespearean diorama that we call the Pentagon policy is basically this. Everybody is under surveillance at all times. And if we find anything that you're doing, even in a digital medium, we'll bomb your house. Okay? Total freaking control. Total freaking tyranny. That's what they want. That's what they wanted for a very long time. And I'm sure if everybody who listens to this radio show does nothing about it, they'll freaking succeed. This event is far from alone, as it seems that Anonymous continues to add fuel to this anti-internet freedom fire. Earlier this week, hackers under the banner of Booz Allen Hamilton servers, this resulted in 90,000 emails and encrypted passwords being released belonging to military personnel. The military contractor refused to comment on the breach, but this marks a massive new leap in the severity of the breaches being carried out by so-called hacktivist groups. Now, I think that it might be false flag, okay? If you're a hacktivist or whatever, and you don't want the internet to be censored, stealing stuff from the Pentagon is not the way to go about it, I don't think. Because basically, they'll just pass legislation to demonize everybody else. So the logical thing for me to assume would be that those attacks were self-inflicted wounds in order to stage a pretext for total internet control. That's what I think. I could be wrong. I certainly hope I am, as I always hope that I'm wrong, because I'm pretty freaking cynical when it comes down to it. While the hackers aren't necessarily praiseworthy for their actions, it appears that Booz Allen Hamilton's security measures were far from adequate. According to Anti-Sex post in PirateBay.org, they infiltrated a server on their network that basically had no security measures in place. I will say that again. A major U.S. military industrial complex contractor had its server with no security measures. That is freaking unreal. Okay? Now, somebody would say that and go, oh, those people are really dumb. I see that and I think, enemy action. Okay? And here's the reason why. You don't become a freaking military contractor unless you know how to play the military's game. Mainly false flag terrorism. The LulzSec Anonymous hybrid group has also attacked the FBI contractor IRC Federal, among other high-profile targets. Now, what else is going on here behind the scenes, I wonder? How much information has the Pentagon really got on everyone, and how are they trying to play this? Now, I think, of course, along the Hegelian dialectic lines, that if you've got some type of threat, whatever, you obviously need to impose draconian legislation in order to pose as the savior. All right? That's basically it. All right? It makes it a lot easier. For the military-industrial complex to suppress people if you have legislation to do it lawfully, okay? You know, Nazi Germany, for example, they didn't put stuff like this into legislation. They just did it. And the United States now, conveniently dumbed down by design, even though they do put out admitted documents and whatever, saying that, yes, the president's a dictator, yes, we want Operation Northwoods to stage false flag terrorism attacks to kill United States citizens in order to provoke wars. Yes, we put dangerous poisons in the water supply. Yes, we release sarin gas into the subways in New York. Yes, yes, yes. We irradiate our own troops without telling them. Yes, yes, yes. We put toxic vaccines in them without telling them. Yes, yes, yes. We do all that. Okay? It's all admitted in fact. And people call me an idiot for saying things like that. There's a lady on Queen Street when I was doing the chemtrail protest, and I said that the Ministry of Health, or Sinistry of Health, sorry, is the third leading cause of death in this freaking country. This old lady, and this has happened to me before, when I talked about fluoride. Anyway, old lady comes up to me and she says, oh, that's so stupid, saying the... You're an idiot for saying that the Ministry of Health is the third leading cause of death. So I got on the megaphone and I say, ma'am, I'm not stupid. Oh, wait, hold on. I can actually do this for real. Hold on one second.
Ma'am, I am not stupid. The Ministry of Health says on its own website that it is the third leading cause of death in New Zealand.
That's what I said. And it is pretty straightforward to anybody with half a brain who's possibly experienced in some way, shape, or form with cancer that the Ministry of Health really is a big freaking killer in this country, all right? And incidentally, you're 11 times more likely to be a serial killer if you have the letters MD after your name. Dial MD for murder. That's right. Considering this... and all of that. That's why they call it the medical, military, industrial complex or whatever. It seems, of course, that the general population, having absolutely no clue about things of this nature, instantly dismiss them. Okay, and that's really good programming on Rupert Murdoch's part, I'd probably say. But the other side of the fence is that these are our people too. Okay, they may be brainwashed, they may be slaves, they may not know what the F is going on, and they may wind up making themselves your enemies just out of sheer ignorance because they don't know what the hell is going on. Okay, and while no real activists and civil libertarians seem to be pleased with the actions of hacking groups, Pentagon's likely quite happy with their work. Okay, and this is the thing. If you are attacking your government freaking loves it. They want you to attack you. They want you to attack them. Okay? That's what they want. Because it gives them the justification they need. It means that they don't have to stage a false flag terrorism attack themselves. You know? I mean, I'd act under the assumption that all these Pentagon hackings and all of that kind of stuff were done by Pentagon officials anyway. But, you know, I don't have any evidence to support that, and it's just a postulation at this point. It makes it a lot easier to sell violent military retaliation or over-the-top internet control when you have a laundry list of cases to point to in which normal people have their information breached as well. Some military officials are already criticizing the Department of Defense's cybersecurity plan as way too predictable. And this is the thing. The Patriot Act was written in the long before it was even introduced to the House. And when it was first introduced, in its next session, for some reason, a couple of hundred pages has been added on to it. Okay? Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'll be right back just after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. .com. Final segment, if you do want to call in, the number is 402-237-2525.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Look at me driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go
crazy. Have them all killed by vaccination. Oh, yeah. Doing everything without permission. Pentagon 101. It becomes increasingly obvious daily, basically. New articles keep coming out all the time to say, hey, look, everything's effed. The people that you've been trusting the whole time to save you from the terrorists have been the terrorists all along. Okay, it's the same thing as every Hollywood script. No kidding. Where do you think they get the idea from? Always trying to set you up, have some kind of an inside man, inside job, whatever. Some description of conspiracy. It basically, every single action or suspense or thriller movie or whatever follows that exact same storyline. And when you see it in the real world, people don't believe it. You know, it's like predictive programming, for example. You know, people have THX or whatever, living in this futuristic frickin' slave society, but they don't really tell you precisely how it got to that point. here's how it gets to the point. You give the Pentagon the ability to kill people with weapons of war for using cyber attacks. Okay? Now, I could conceive that they'll abuse that power and start killing people who aren't attacking them at all, who are simply expressing free speech. And then all of a sudden... See, that's basically the that's the sound of political dissent right there. Smart bomb through your kitchen window, impale you right in the face, but apparently they couldn't find Osama bin Laden for like the best part of 10 years. Right? Right. It's just retarded, I suppose. And it's not entirely different because what we've got here in the world today is a total nastification, and that's to make things nasty. I've just made that word up. Of the authorities. No, seriously, they've actually started to get nasty. They always used to be idiots, but now they're actually mean to you, you know? And for some reason, people wake up to that en masse, but they don't get out of bed to do something about it, right? Finding out about the truth is one thing, sure. And if you've found out the truth about the New World Order, that we're all controlled by a bunch of elitist globalist scumbags, then congratulations. What are you doing about it? Are you sending links of this radio show out to friends and family? Are you posting them all over Facebook? Are you fulfilling your link in the chain? Because this radio show would not exist without you. Okay, and I am humbled and deeply appreciative every single day of the incredible listeners that we've got and our guests and everything that call us up, and we talk to you for sometimes hours, and we're basically just wheeling and dealing and doing stuff all over the place. And you know, the problem is, and I found this out yesterday, I hardly remember anybody's name because I meet them. And I'll meet like another five people that day, all of which are incredibly awesome people, and I forget all of them. So people have to remind me who they are when they start talking to me again. You know, that's something that I really kind of struggle with. I need some kind of an assistant or secretary. You know, it's like, Vinny, here's your memory pad. Yes, that's right. Fantastic. Thank you very much. I suppose I've kind of brought all this on myself though, and. I did it on purpose. You know, I'm not doing this radio show for no reason, of course. And I was explaining this to my producer this morning. In fact, I think I might have been acting a little bit of aggressive when I was explaining this. The reason why I'm doing this radio show, trying to wake people up, particularly in my home country, is because the alternative is death. All right, that's basically it. You either fight the New World Order, you wake people up, or you die. That's as stark as the choice is for me. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I like living, you know? There's too many really nice, awesome cats out there to hang up with. I'm not willing to just, you know, throw in the towel just yet. That's not my modus operandi. Sorry, I'm not a quitter. I don't bother quitting because I know that to quit is to die, right? I've had friends... And people that, you know, I thought were hardcore activists and who had who know about the New World Order, know about the extermination plans, and they did a little bit of activism, and then they gave up in frustration. All right, and now they don't want to help any activist anywhere, anytime, because they're too freaking miserable that they were too weak to continue on. And to those people, I say, shame on you. Shame on you. You know, if you give up on the truth movement, if you give up on fighting the New World Order, you are giving up on life itself. You're giving up on the life of your people, your country, everything. These people will steal everything that remains. That which they don't own already, which is about 90%. Okay? You think what's happening right now is real bad? You just wait till they take that last 10% from you. Okay? You're going to feel tyranny in your bones walking down the street. Surveillance of all kinds at all times. And I cannot understand the mentality of somebody who would willingly participate in a system like that. You know? We're all freaking debt slaves. Got so much freaking debt, it's unbelievable. You know, you walk into any school, any house party, any dance club, and you ask any random person, are you debt-free? The answer is almost always no. There are F all debt-free people in this country left, okay? And those who are debt-free, for some reason, they don't want to be politically active to a large extent, namely because the reason why they're debt-free is because they've worked out how to make the system work for them, all right? Now, I've met a couple of truthers who are very, very good people who've amassed a decent amount of wealth because they found out at an earlier stage in their life how the system truly worked. Once you know how the system works, you can make money off it. You can make a freaking killing because the New World Order plans out everything in advance, well in advance, and they tell all of their cronies what's up. They publish them in scholarly white papers and all of that kind of stuff. And so basically, the shorthand is, if you want to find out how the world is truly run, there's nothing to stop you from finding out. It's all out in the open. You know, mainstream media is only there for the dumbasses, basically. If you're watching mainstream media and you believe a second of it, you're an idiot. Okay? I don't want to insult you. That's just a fact. Okay? Mainstream media lies to you about practically everything. And if you are foolish enough to think that they have any value anymore, you're an idiot. Again. Now, my consideration is that if you don't like the mainstream media, if you are awake, you are aware that you're being lied to, then it becomes your responsibility to destroy the current mainstream media, okay? Because they have openly identified themselves as the enemies of humanity as a whole. They don't care about you. The only thing they care about, these airhead reporters, is where their next Gucci bag is coming from. Where their next trip to Tahiti is coming from. They don't care. All right? John Eisen from Uncensored Magazine called up Matt Chisholm from Close Up Program and talked to him about Fukushima. And he says, you know what? If you want to find out that there's radiation coming into this country, you know, we're still importing products from Japan. And John Eisen raised it with this guy. He said, look, we're importing products from Japan and they're probably radioactive. And so if you want to find out the truth about this, if you want a good story, Mr. Matt Chisholm, you go down to the docks with a Geiger counter. And without missing a beat, Matt Chisholm says, what's a Geiger counter? Oh, for the love of Norwegian cheese! Oh, these are the people that are supposed to be informing us! Are you freaking kidding me? I'm just going to give a freaking heart attack right now and die because I'm just so freaking angry at the stupidity of these scum. Seriously, how can you freaking deal with that, ladies and gentlemen? What the hell is wrong with you? People are lying to you left, right, and freaking centre. People are getting elected that are the most evil, sinister, scumbaggery types that have ever existed on this planet before, and you keep voting for them as if change you can beg for is something that is better than being enslaved? No! It's the same freaking thing. You know, why? Why, under any circumstances, would you continue to support an establishment that has constantly, consistently proved itself to screw you over? Every election, every day, every minute, they're focusing on screwing you right over right now. There's no freaking possibility of getting out of it. We need to set the reset button or the pause button or something. Maybe even the self-destruct button might save us. You know, because seriously, I think that Parliament would actually do a much better job at helping the people get through their daily lives if it was on fire, because at least then people wouldn't have to pay for the exorbitant amount of heating bills so they could sit around a burning Parliament building warming their fingerless gloved hands in Wellington. But of course, with Wellington, the wind's so freaking strong that they'll probably blow the smoke into your freaking face just as a last final ditch effort from the government to screw you over yet again. They can even screw you over in death. That's how it is. It's like necromancy. I'm sorry. It just, For those of you who are cracking up right now, listening to the frustration of Vinny, I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Because let's face it here, I find it quite refreshing to laugh about all these things because nobody else is really making a joke of it. Okay? The system is a joke. It's a practical joke being played on you at all times. And so I say we may as well laugh at it because it's the only benefit we're going to get from the system anyway. You've been listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Thank you very, very much, from Badalocha, and we'll see you again some other time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.